Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Okay, we have to do this every Sabbath, don't we? So we have to do it again. Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Oh, wow, this is better. Okay. Reward her for all she has done and for the things that she continued doing. How many of you here has a dilemma every time comes Mother's Day? Why am I going to give my mom this time? And sometimes, sadly, children have the tendency to give always basically the same thing. Or flower, or sometimes let me take you out to eat. Sometimes we are not very creative. All of you here are children of a mother. Right? That's life. So let me ask you this. Are you guilty of be not so creative when it is time for you to give a gift to your mother? Now imagine if your mother had the same mentality that you have. So you'd be eating the same thing for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, 365 days a year. Life would be kind of difficult. But now, you expect your mother to be creative. And she is, because she has to go out and figure out how to prepare a meal so that when you sit at the table, your appetite will be all there. And you eat maybe even more than you should. Yes, a little bit more. But that's the fact, that sometimes we expect our mothers to be creative. And sometimes we do not reward her for being creative as well. So I'd like to give you some suggestion about what gift should you give to your mother. No, it has nothing to do with material things. It has to do with spirituality. And so let's see what the Word of God says. Today's message, of course, it is a gift to my mother. What should I give to my mother? A noble career. I have done this in my life, in my own family situation, and I recommend the men here to do the same. It's just an advice to the men. Sometimes close by, somebody asks, what does your wife do? Does your wife work? And when your wife stays at home, you have the tendency to say, oh, no, she doesn't work. Ouch. Ouch. Don't make that kind of mistake, brothers. She works very... Imagine if she takes off one day, you figure out how much she works. So what I say to everyone every single time, and this has been for almost 38 years, I tell every single person on the phone, if she's present or not, I do this for my sake, not as much as for her sake, so that I know how to value the mother that God put in my home, the mother of my children. I say to people, my wife is not employed. But she gets my check anyway. Now, that's another part. I said, my wife is not employed, but she does work very hard, harder than I do. And they, oh, no, I didn't mean that way. I said, yes, but I do. She does work. So, brothers and sisters, especially if you want to recommend a statement to somebody else, tell them, please don't ever say that your mothers don't work, because they work harder than anybody else that I know. So a noble career. If you, for example, you say, oh, I didn't go to college, but then your child goes because of you. You got yourself a degree. Then your child goes and become a physician, a doctor, an accomplished person, as a matter of studying or educational-wise, that degree belongs to you, because it wouldn't have happened if you are not a dedicated mother. So please, don't let society tell you how you should feel. If you want to feel good, open the book, and the book will make you feel very good, very special. So let's continue. It says, no career is more noble than that of a motherhood at its best. By the way, let me make sure that you all understand. Being a mother is not somebody who delivers a baby. I mean, your own baby. Being a mother is more than just carrying a baby, deliver a baby, and make sure that that baby becomes a person, a real person in this life. That's what I'm going to talk about when we mention mother. Failure is not an option in such a noble endeavor. You cannot afford to fail because the price is too high. And the consequences, oh, believe me, the consequences is overwhelming. To attempt this task when you are unprepared, it can be tragic. And you notice that when somebody is getting ready to get married and eventually wants to become a mother, they don't send a person to school. Say, okay, we have to send you to school how to become. It's a mother who hopefully had a good mother and learned from her or learned from somebody else. But that's what it is all about. You become a mother learning on the job. That's what happens. And you will make quite a few mistakes. But thank God there is a word that says forgiveness. And that's the first word you should teach your child. Those mothers that have little kids, the first thing that you should teach them is forgiveness, because you may use that one a lot. It says the results can affect generations after generations. And I'm not implying that a person, like some people teach it, that the sin passed from the child to from the parent to the child and so on. No. I'm talking about the children will learn. When the children is in an environment that is poisonous, is not good, the child will learn all the bad things, and they will pass on that to all the generations. So that's why it's so important to do well with one generation, and that generation will have something else to carry on. It says, on the other hand, there is no higher height to which humanity can attain that occupied by a converted, heaven-inspired, and praying mother. A godly mother is one of the most precious gift that God can give to a child, is to have somebody who reflects his image to that new creation. I believe that when God gave a woman the right to carry a baby and bring to life, God was sharing more of himself to you women than men can ever claim. God created us, and he trusts you so much that he put that child in your hand and says, you shape it, you carry, you provide. I trust you. That's my gift to you. And when you accept that, then you become a gift to your child. A noble task. There is a God above, and the light and glory from his throne rests upon the faithful mother. As she tries to educate her children to resist the influence of evil. No other work can equal her importance. Do you know who said this? A mother. Another mother that you know very well. Her first name started with a E. Ellen G. White. Yeah, the Ministry of Healing. Here's the pages 378 and 379. No other occupation can be higher than this. Now, I'd like to make an application here. The gift of holiness. In Leviticus chapter 19. If you read your Bible and you search for the commandment, honor your father, just like my brother Cleveland mentioned today, honor your father in Exodus chapter 20, honor your father and your mother. Always the father is named first. There is one exception. Did you know that? There is one exception in the Bible when the mother is mentioned first. And that is the one here. I like to call your attention to that. Ladies, start marking your Bibles. Leviticus 19 verse 2. And I'll tell you how important, even though it's only one time the mother is mentioned first, this is very unique. You see why it's so. This chapter 19 is about holiness. Isn't it amazing that in the Bible, the chapter that deals with holiness, the likeness with God, they put the mother first? I don't believe it's coincidence. I believe God intended that way. So he says, he speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy. Why? Because the Lord your God is holy. Now let's go to verse 3. Here's the verse. Each of you must respect your mother and your father and must keep the Sabbath as I have commanded. I am the Lord your God. Now, if you look at the context in the chapter 19, all the Ten Commandments is mentioned one way or the other. But I found very interesting that there is a call to holiness. And the first call to holiness is that before you start a journey to be holy, the first step you should take towards holiness is to respect your mother. Because you won't be able to attain holiness unless you take that step first. How many of you here have a mother? I need to see all hands because all of you have a mother. But some of you may say, oh, my mother already rests. You still have a mother that is sleeping, but you still have a mother. Why am I saying this? Because the respect for your mother does not end when your mother goes to the grave. You still live a life of legacy to show everyone that I am what I am because of my mother. You have to carry on the honoring her. It does not end. And when Jesus Christ comes, it won't end either. Some people think that I honor my mother if she's by somewhere. But if she's another place, okay, that's Mother's Day in May next year. That's not the way. You have to honor your mother in everything you do. That's why the text talks about the beginning of holiness is to honor your mother. And when you honor your mother, you obey God in everything, in every aspect, because that's how you know that the Lord is your God. A gift of teaching. Proverbs 22, verse 6, Good News Translation. It says, teach children how they should live. In other words, teach your children how to be holy. And they will remember it all their lives. It doesn't say that they will be good all their lives. Because mothers, all you have to do is to give your child a chance. You provide them the means. You teach them the way, the path. You cannot force them to take the path. But you plant the seed there. And before God, you have represented him well when you do so. Thou shalt. This is the commandment that my brother Cliveden was referring to. Thou shalt honor thy father and mother. Why? If you want to live a very short life, you disrespect your parents, that's what he says. But if you want to have a very long and a long life here, excuse me, he's talking about eternal life. Because everything that God has done is to be eternal, and you are one of them. Then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord God is giving to you. And what land is talking about? For you, for me? For Israel was a Palestine, okay? But for us, what is that? What land? The promised land. What is the promised land? A new heaven. That's what it's talking about. Honor God, honor your mother, and God has promised you to stay, to have you around. You know, like God says, if you have you honored your mother well, so I want you to in my kingdom. That's what God is saying. Oh, you are a good kid. You honor your parents very well. I want you in. You come in. He wants good kids in His kingdom. Proverbs 31, verses 25 to 31, New Living Translation. She is clothed with what? Strength and dignity. By the way, ladies, she is clothed. Doesn't mean there's without clothes. It means with clothes. You may say, Pastor, that is not a time for this, but anytime we have a chance to talk, please dress yourself with dignity because your children's copying you. Remember, there is no shame in holiness. People may think you are too holy. Believe me, there is no mistake about being too holy. The problem is to be a little bit unholy. Don't be afraid to be very holy. Be afraid to be a little bit unholy. Okay? So dress with dignity. The better dressed you are, the more attractive you become. Is not the other way around. And she laughs without fear of the future. She laughs means that she enjoys confidence. She's confident. She can smile because she does her work well. That's why she's confident on the future. When she speaks, her words are wise. And when she gives instructions, it is with kindness. By the way, this is poetry, Hebrew poetry. And usually the first portion of the verse is meaning the same thing as the second one. They just use different adjectives or different nouns, but it's the same thing. So here is what this verse really says. She speaks with wisdom, and she does with kindness. You see, I know that sometimes you're overwhelmed with so many things to do and your hair is like this and you're so overwhelmed and sometimes it's hard to hold a temper. But if you do lose your temper, you may lose your child as well in the process. Be careful what you lose. Because the price may be too high to pay. She carefully, and I capitalized carefully, because the word carefully means somebody who is really aware of the responsibility. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. You know, laziness is a very dangerous thing. For men and women. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. And believe me, if your children praise you and your husband praises you, you don't need any more praise because God will be the next. He will praise you as well. So don't try to get the praises of the world. But what counts is the one who knows you best and knows you last. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but guess who is the most important of them all? Oh, ladies, guess who is the most important of them all? I am. If you're a mother, you say, I am. If you're a daughter, you or a son, you say, my mom is. But you surpass them all. And by the way, you do this not because you go to the store and buy yourself a $500 kind of cream that is going to make you another 12 years younger. Wow. There are people who believe those things. And they buy they spend a fortune. What makes you beautiful is what you are and what you do. That's what makes you beautiful. Charm is deceptive. And beauty does not last. I can imagine somebody standing in front of the mirror and says, mirror, mirror, who is the best looking of all of them all? Moi. No, not really. By the way, that's French for myself. Charm is deceptive and beauty goes away. But there is something that it will never go away. It becomes better and better. It's character. But a woman who fears the Lord, what happens? Will be great praise here and forever. So please understand the value. In verse 31 it says, reward her for all she has done. And today in a very simple way, that's what we are doing. And by the way, isn't it wonderful to be a Seventh-day Adventist? You get at least two Mother's Day a year. Everybody else out there have only one, only tomorrow. But us, we have today and tomorrow. So we celebrate twice. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. You know, words have power, but deeds are more powerful. And you'll be praised. The gift of a virtuous mother. Character. She plans ahead. She's a hard worker. She's good in organizing her things. She provides. You know, sometimes we see the man as the provider. But she always is a provider. And I don't mean just to go out and work in another job, but sometimes there is more, you can make more money by not overspending your resources than earning. Some people think that, in order for me to have, I must get. And people don't understand the process that sometimes how to manage what you have implies more wisdom. And sometimes you earn more by knowing how to use what you have. Sometimes people buy cheap and spend a lot of money. And sometimes people spend a lot of money and buy cheap. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Sometimes people say, I'm saving money by buying this. This is supposed to be $100 and I'm buying for a dollar. Guess what? Because probably it's worth less than a dollar. So spend well. And you always will have something to stand for. Decision maker, yes. And she is a godly person, which is the most important. And why I put godly at the end? Because that's the way the Bible shows. Because the godly part is what supports everything else. It is the basis, is the foundation of the whole character of a mother. A gift for my mother. Here is what you should go home thinking about. Love your mother verbally. Man, we have a trouble saying, I love you. Sometimes we think like I have to say it only once and hopefully she has a good memory. Right? Sometimes men act like that. He says, I said it once, so why do I have to keep repeating like I didn't mean it in the first place? So now I'm a man of my word. I said it once that it's still, if I change my mind, I'll let her know. It's sad, but we men, sometimes we are cruel as far as we express it. Do you know why I think, I don't know, I cannot speak for all every man, but sometimes I think that men have a problem saying I love you is because it feels like it's a sign of kind of weakness. You know, like I have to control my feelings. I have to keep my feelings to myself. So I cannot give in. Because if I say I love you, but somebody, that makes me a little bit weaker. And sometimes we you know, I don't recommend that you do what is happening in our culture right now. And I'm talking about United States culture. Somebody hit a baseball and somebody, oh, I love you. I love you. And somebody yells from the over there, I love you. Oh, I love you too. I have no idea who you are. I love you too. You know, I love you. We have diminished the expression, the value of the expression. And sometimes I love you does not mean I love you. It means I want to manipulate you. I need something back. So I understand that. I understand that for that sense. But I'll tell you this. When you tell your mother, I love you from the bottom of your heart, your mother will know that you are telling the truth. And if you lie, she knows that you lie too because she's used to you. She knows you very well. So verbally say to your mother, not only today and tomorrow, but surprise your mother with a hug that she did not expect. And I love you that she did not expect. Then you see that she will treasure that I love you more than any other I love you. But only one day you just, not her birthday, not Mother's Day, or anything else. Kids, just put a note before she gets up to do a breakfast. Put a note of their mom. Just let you know I love you so much. More than anything else in the world. Oh, that day that lady is going to walk like she's in a cloud the whole day. It's going to change not only her moment inside the house, but when she arrives at work, her life, she'll be smiling. Say, what in the world is going on with you today? Oh, my kid said this. And that is what life is about. You know what? Then she comes home. And she wants to pay you back. And she does something great for you. Kids, be smart. Invest in goodness. And goodness is coming back to you 10 times fold. Physically, hold her hand. You know when you are a little one? You are seeking for her hand all the time. And then you start growing a little bit. Then mom tries to get, now she's trying to get over your head. Don't do this because one day will come when she no longer can touch your hand. And you will terribly miss the opportunity that you have today. Touch her face. Touch her smile. Touch her hands. Let her know how precious she is. Be patient. Patience is a very wonderful gift because every time you give, it comes back to you so fast. Be patient with your mom. Imagine how much patience she has been with you. When you had your diapers full, let's not talk about it. She was there patiently. And she pretended it didn't smell. Believe me, it was awful. But she did anyway. Just because she loved you. Amen. And now you don't want to touch the same hands that cleaned you. Now you don't take the time to express to somebody who dedicated so much time to make you what you are today. Be grateful. You know what is the word, the first part of being grateful? It spells a little bit different, but it sounds to me, you know, that's English is my second language, so allow me the liberty to say this. When I see the word grateful, the first word that comes to my mind is how I can be great fully is by using grace. That's what it comes to my mind when I see the word grateful. Being great full of greatness by being gracious and be thankful. Great people are always grateful. Small people do not know how to be grateful. Be generous. By the way, the more you give, the more you receive. One person once said, every single time I give to the Lord, I realize that I kept. And everything that I did not give to the Lord, I lost. So the more you give, the more you have. And finally, honor your mother. Honor your mother with your life. Because when you are a good person, believe me, there's nothing else more pleasant to our mother than when somebody comes to her, you have a great son. Or you have a great daughter. How kind. You have done a job so well. Your children are so beautiful, so well educated, so respectful. And it's more touching. Yes, Mom, it's more touching when you see the granddaughter acting just like the mother and the grandmother. So we know the blessings are passing on. It is when somebody comes to my daughter and tells her, wow, your daughter is so well behaved, so she thanks everybody for every little thing. And I says, I know where that comes from. You don't know my mother. A teacher asked a boy this question. Jimmy, suppose your mother baked you a pie and asked you to, you know, there's 7 people. You know, your parents plus 5 kids. But divide the pie in 6 pieces. Which part will be yours? What part of the pie would be you get? So what there would be if there is 7 people, but there's 6 pieces. So the teacher was trying to test, but he answered, the last one. Replied Jim, the last one. I'm afraid you do not know your fractions, the teacher told him. Says, yeah, remember, there are 7 people and there are 6 pieces. How can you say that the last one is yours? He says, sir, you don't know my mother. She would say, I didn't want any pie anyway. Isn't that typical? Yeah. And the way this story ends is that it says, when it came the time when the last piece was there, she said, and the last piece belongs to Jimmy because he's so special. And Jimmy was walked away happy because he has the last piece because his mom doesn't want to anyway. Our church here in Vista have a gift to the mothers. And we like to say this because we want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. It's a simple gift, but it took a lot of time for us to prepare this. This mother here took a lot of time preparing, and we like it this time. The mothers, you just raise your hand, we will come and bring you a gift to you, okay? Sister Elson.